You're listening to SBS News.
294 people drowned in the past 12 months in Australia, including 61 deaths in Victoria. A quarter of the drowning deaths were children up to the age of 14. One of them was 2-year-old Hunter Boyle, who drowned in the dam on his grandfather's property in August last year. His mother, Ash Napolitano, says the aftermath has been absolutely horrific.
The call I received on August 12 that my son had fallen into a dam on a family property was something I will never forget. Seeing your child with glazed over eyes, blue lips, grey skin, it's absolutely horrific and will forever be burnt into my brain. Hunter was rushed to our local hospital where he was worked on for 6 hours by a heroic team of doctors. Unfortunately, at 6 p.m. that night, Hunter was declared dead.
Lifesaving Victoria's General Manager, Dr. Bernadette Matthews, says actively supervising children around water is essential because just a moment of distraction can lead to a lifetime of heartbreak.
So children under 5 should always be within arm's reach, and children under 10 should always be in your sight. We know that for children, they can really quickly and often silently get away from you. And so it's really important to make sure that around water, we're always actively supervising children.
The pandemic has partly contributed to the rise in drowning deaths, with some children missing out on swimming lessons during the lockdowns. Dr. Matthews says parents should make sure their children re-enrol for lessons.
To make sure that they have those skills and getting that water safety knowledge that they need before going out into the water. We know that skill sets can reduce very quickly over time, so it's really important to re-enrol your kids in swimming lessons.
Along with KidSafe, Ash Napolitano has set up a swim safety program in her hometown of Shepparton in northeast Victoria, which aims to fund a year's worth of swimming lessons for young children.
We'd love to give every child swimming lessons, but at the moment we're focusing on kids who may not have the opportunity to access them for whatever reason. So they might be going through family violence, mum or dad may be going through some financial instability, you know, they may have lost their job through the pandemic. So that is our current focus, but in future we would really love to fund swim teachers in all different pools across the country.
Greg Dyett, SBS News.